The 10-year Treasury note hitting 5%. What's the big deal? We'll share. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 23rd day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the off-duty pilot who tried to shut down the engines in an airplane mid-flight. It's a bonkers story. Gen Z folks are opting for a simpler life. We'll tell you the top five states where they're moving to and why. We've got bad news for EVs that's hit the public. Speaking of vehicles, new news from the UAW on their strike. Times are good in the oil business, or so it would seem. We've got the Wall Street Report. And what does the SAT tell us about family wealth? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you are hanging around with us again today. Want to reach us over on Threads? It's Insight on Business, and on X, formerly Twitter, it is at IOB_NewsHour. Well, early on Monday, the 10-year T-bill hit a place that's not seen since 2007. Treasury yields have been climbing rapidly, with the 10-year yield rallying from less than 3.5% during the spring and from just 0.5% early in the pandemic. On Monday morning, the yield on the 10-year Treasury was at 4.96% after hitting 5.02% earlier. The jump means the U.S. government must pay more to borrow money from investors to cover its spending. So what's the big deal? Now, the 10-year T-bill also directly impacts people around the world because the 10-year Treasury yield is the centerpiece of the global financial system and helps set prices for all kinds of other loans and investments. Besides making it more expensive for U.S. homebuyers to buy a house with a mortgage, higher yields also put downward pressure on prices for everything from stocks to cryptocurrencies. Eventually, they could help cause companies to lay off more workers. In its effort to bring down inflation, the Fed has continued to raise interest rates, and now the 10-year is catching up. And that can spell problems across the economy. Later on Monday, the 10-year did retreat, but just fractionally. Meanwhile, Wall Street is coming off a lousy week, where the S&P 500 ended the week off by 2.4%, the Dow shed 1.6%, and the NASDAQ slumped by 3.2%. Those numbers from today? Well, those are coming at you in just a bit. Well, this is a stunning story. The Associated Press is reporting that an off-duty pilot riding in the extra seat in the cockpit of a Horizon Air passenger jet tried to shut down the engines in mid-flight and had to be subdued by the crew, according to a pilot flying the plane. Authorities in Oregon identify the man as Joseph David Emerson, who's 44 years old. He's being held on 83 counts of attempted murder and reckless endangerment and one count of endangering an aircraft. The San Francisco-bound flight on Sunday diverted to Portland, Oregon, where it was met by officers from the Port of Portland who took Emerson into custody. One of the pilots told air traffic controllers that the man who posed the threat had been removed from the cockpit. This is what he said, quote, "We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now, and I think he's subdued. Other than that, we want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground and parked." End quote. Scary story. It's been a tough time for Gen Z, those who were born between 1995 and 2010, and they're increasingly leaving some high-cost urban areas for a more simple life and lower housing costs. Business Insider is reporting that Gen Zers are looking to live in a simpler, quieter location in the Midwest or mountain regions. Part of what's driving Gen Zers to these states is the acceptance of remote work more affordable homes, and the closeness to outdoor activities. Data from Rent Cafe showed Gen Z homeowners totaled 2 million people in 2022, while Gen X totaled 24.4 million and millennial homeowners totaled 18.2 million. So where's the riff? Well, here's the top states that Gen Z is moving to. Coming in at number 5 is Kansas. Over 59,000 of them headed there, where home values are a bit over $185,000 and the average rent is $1,165 a month. Number 4 is Iowa, where 58,000 headed, and home values are $176,000 and rent is $1,164 a month. Number 3 is Idaho and then North Dakota, and the number 1 state attracting Gen Z is South Dakota, where the average rent is $1,096 a month. Now you know. Tesla, GM, and Ford have announced they are cutting back on EV production. Why? American Insider is reporting that they still fear an economic recession that will impact sales. Ford has revealed plans to cut one-third of its shifts at the F-150 Lightning EV pickup truck plant as the company shifts to commercial vehicles and hybrid options. And all three automakers are complaining that high interest rates are causing a slump in sales. Add to that the lack of charging stations, and it would seem many Americans are in a wait-and-see mode. Speaking of vehicles, the UAW just announced it's expanding its strike to a Stellantis plant in Michigan that produces Ram 1500 full-size pickup trucks, dealing yet another blow to the Detroit automakers as negotiations drag on. The new work stoppage includes roughly 6,800 workers at Stellantis' Sterling Heights assembly plant in suburban Detroit. In a release, the UAW said, quote, "Currently, Stellantis has the worst proposal on the table regarding wage progression, temporary worker pay, and conversion to full-time cost-of-living adjustments, COLA, and more," end quote. The walkout at the Sterling Heights plant brings the total number of UAW workers on strike with the Detroit automakers to more than 40,000, and it marks the first escalation of the union strike in nearly 2 weeks and is the first work stoppage at Stellantis in over a month. For its part, Stellantis said it is outraged by the action in light of the recent proposal by the company. Meanwhile, times are really good in the oil business. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Chevron said it would buy Hess in an all-stock deal worth $53 billion, the second major oil tie-up this month, following ExxonMobil's deal to buy Pioneer Natural Resources. The U.S. energy company said buying Hess would upgrade and diversify its portfolio, marking Chevron's entrance into an Exxon-led partnership, overseeing a generational oil find in Ghana, while picking up additional U.S. shale assets, largely in North Dakota. The transaction, less than 2 weeks after Exxon's acquisition of Pioneer, shows America's second-largest oil company is similarly tying its future to a bet that the world will continue to have an appetite for oil for decades, even as many countries are seeking to cut emissions and transition toward green energy. It was a rough day on Wall Street as the yield on the 10-year Treasury note pulled back from 5%, and investors monitored efforts to contain the Israel-Hamas war. In the final hour of the trade, the Dow cratered by 190 points to end the day at 32,936, while the Nasdaq gained 34 points to finish at 13,018, and the S&P 500 fell by 7 points to close at 42.17. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by close to $2 a barrel to finish at $86.11. And finally, there is this, and this is about how SAT scores might very well be connected to family wealth. The New York Times is reporting that new data confirms a family's income is highly correlated with children's scores on the college admission test, and the likelihood of a high SAT score grows with the parents' earnings. Economists and researchers say students from wealthy families are more likely to be better prepared years before they actually take the test. Why? Because of reasons ranging from better funded school districts to tutors and extracurricular activities. Closing this gap, experts say, could require more funding for schools in low-income communities and improving opportunities for all students. And that's a wrap for this edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that do this each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable and healthy evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.